Hello, welcome to Parking Thought. I'm Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. So, let's talk about something. Let's talk about the fact that you probably have time this weekend to do something different than what you have been doing all week, but the problem is you might have been watching movies all week, and I'm going to recommend a movie. And I'm going to recommend one that's a little bit different. It's one of those thinking sideways types of movies. Like, you know the ones I'm talking about, the ones where when you're done watching it, you can't help but think about what it was that you just consumed. You know the type I'm talking about, one of those movies. Now, I'm going to try not to make this terribly boring, right? Because there are some of those movies that we get emotionally wrapped up in, and they tend to be really exciting, right? And then we think about those, and those are cool. Then there's other ones where we watch them and we think about them, but they're terribly boring. This one is not boring, but in order for you to enjoy it, I need you to prepare for it. I need you to prepare for the idea that what you know may not be what you think it is. And this is true of a lot of things in life. And in particular, while we're dealing with COVID-19 and staying at home and having to look at our life in different ways, one of the things we could do is to look at examples of how to look at life in different ways. And so I want to introduce you to Vermeer. Okay, so Vermeer, you've probably already seen some of his work, right? The Girl with the Pearl Earring, the Music Lesson. Vermeer was a very famous painter, and especially in art history, and he painted during the 1600s, at least I think it was the 1600s. Anyway, a really famous painter. You've seen his work, right? But there's a few interesting things about Vermeer. Is, you know, the typical process of like a Picasso or a Monet or Manet or any of those guys, a lot of times they would go and before they would actually put paint on canvas, they would take the time to sketch out what the subject would look like in the space, right? They would sketch out the composition and then they would layer on the paint onto that initial sketch. We still do that today. My daughter is using an iPad and drawing on it, and it has the feature built into the tools on the Adobe Sketch app or whatever it's called to be able to sketch that app first or sketch that outline first and then be able to apply the color and the paint and the other stuff on top of it. But Vermeer was different. Vermeer didn't paint with an initial sketch. Now, how do we know they did sketches back in the day? Well, we've done x-rays and you can go back through and you can see that there's layers of the paint being applied and other things underneath. In fact, a lot of times when you see that one painting is on top of another, which happens a lot in the art world, right? You can see that those layers can be exposed and the hidden paintings underneath. So here we have this situation where we have a painter in an era in the Netherlands and in a time period here that doesn't follow a traditional technique. Something's not right. Something is not right. How was his work so good? How did it get so good? And the art community has had lots of debates and discussion and history over this for 300 plus years. And they've had lots of people who've been able to try and come up with theories. And two of those theories inspired Tim Jennison to be able to take a look at how he thought Vermeer might have done that painting. Now, Tim's one of those guys, we can relate to Tim, right? Tim is one of those guys where when you come across a really good idea, it sits with you. A good question. How did this happen? How did this come to be? Now, some of our questions are universal. You know, where do we come from? Why are we here? Where are we going? Those are universal questions we all ask ourselves, right? I'm particularly grateful that back in the day, Joseph Smith asked the question of, you know, which religion is true, and then, you know, had a prophetic vision. But I'm not here to talk about my religion. I'm here to talk about a movie. And what's interesting for Tim is, you know, Tim asked this question about how Vermeer did his work, and it's bothered him for years. And not only how did he do his work, but he just so amazed with the artwork itself. And Tim's background was in software development and electronics and tinkering with lots of different things. And so Tim had never painted anything before until he decided to paint a Vermeer, to try his theory, to try his experiment, his idea that maybe he had figured out the tool, the technique, the way that Vermeer was able to paint his work. So Tim tried that. And it didn't just take an afternoon. It took over 200 days just to set up the room to look like the same room of Vermeer's painting. And it took him hundreds of days after that to be able to paint it. And in this documentary, right, Penn and Teller, right, so Penn and Teller are these great storytellers that do magic, right, but this is not a magic movie, right? They're just telling the story the same way they know how to tell it, that way that pulls you along. You know, each thread, each minute, you're pulled along to see what happens in those next few minutes. And you watch as Tim takes his theory about how to Vermeer painted his work and goes and tests it out. Now, I don't want to spoil this for you. The name of the movie is Tim's Vermeer. But the journey, right, of creating what Tim created and whether or not it matches the quality of a Vermeer, well, that'll be up to you. And the only way to get there is to watch the film. So I'm going to link to the Amazon Prime link for this. I don't think it's a Prime movie, so you might have to pay for it. But you've probably saved $15 this week not going out to eat at a restaurant, and this is worth it. This is one of those movies you can watch with the kids. This is one of those movies where life is slowed down, and this is the perfect type of movie to take a look at. And when you're done, you're going to look at the things in your life. You're going to be empowered to take a look at the things in your life and how you do things. And you're going to be able to ask better questions and find better answers and look at your situation and be able to feel like you're not overwhelmed by it. I mean, if this guy who's a software engineer can go through and break apart the challenge of having never painted anything before to be able to at least attempt painting a Vermeer, right? Then we can start looking at what we're dealing with in our lives and the chunking things up into smaller chunks that are manageable to help us get the beautiful results that we want at the end. And so for this episode, for this podcast, for today, I'm recommending you spend some time as a family watching a movie that's a little slower than Age of Ultron or whatever happens to be the latest superhero movie. A little slower, a little more meaningful, and brilliant. Just brilliant. So if you wouldn't mind, hit the links below and we'll take care of you for that. Well, let's close up this episode. If you liked it, share it with somebody that you know. Subscribe over at parkingthought.com. We got the links already for you. Or over at YouTube. We could always use a few more YouTube subscribers. So thank you very much for that. At the end of every episode, I get to challenge my audience. And I love every one of you guys. Thank you. Thank you for being there. In a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?